USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today. Prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty for Bowers and are going through those steps. Pennsylvania State Senator Democrat Jay Acosta joined Fox News and was asked about security at churches and synagogues.
I don't think that's where folks want us to be, but I think it's unfortunate that we've come to a point in time that's what we need to talk about, and I do believe that conversation will be something we take up.
The military is planning on sending 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a migrant caravan heading towards the United States. The caravan is still over 900 miles from McAllen, Texas, and even further from other border towns. A suspicious package addressed to CNN was intercepted at an Atlanta postal facility, and Cesar Sayak, the man suspected of sending pipe bombs to prominent Democrats across the country, is appearing in federal court this hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The student shot at a North Carolina high school Monday morning has died. The shooting occurred in a hallway and stemmed from a fight between the victim and the suspect. The suspected shooter is also a student and in custody. The high school is located just 22 miles outside of Charlotte. The outbreak of a virus has many people in New Jersey on edge, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
New Jersey health officials confirming a ninth child has died in a viral outbreak at a pediatric rehab center in Passaic County. So now in all, 20 children have been sickened by the adenovirus since the beginning of the month at the Wanaku Center for Nursing and Rehab in Haskell. All were medically fragile children with weakened immune systems. The center is no longer being allowed to admit patients amid so many unanswered questions. State health officials are working with the CDC to figure out how it all happened and how to stop that outbreak.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ahead of the 2018 midterm elections, President Trump has been holding Make America Great Again rallies across the country. Now, the president has been touting a new tax cut plan that would benefit the middle class. The president has been short on details as far as when the bill would be introduced and if the Republicans would try to do something in a lame duck session of Congress and Senate. Republican Congressman Kevin Brady on Fox Business regarding the president's plans.
The president wants to go even farther. He's really focused on the middle class. He just believes they're the ones who get squeezed the most. He's asked us, and we've worked with him, on developing another 10% middle class tax cuts for workers and families, and so we'll be ready to move with that as well.
It can be a disappointment to cover up your clever Halloween costume with a coat and gloves, but there are some ways to stay warm while trick-or-treating without sacrificing your outfit. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Across the upper Midwest and eastern Dakotas into the western Great Lakes, readings will be in the 30s to the middle 40s on Halloween night. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Using costumes that are kind of full body costumes might be a good idea. Those are good ways to stay warm. But kind of a pretty good idea is to maybe get a costume that's one size bigger. That way you can layer up underneath the costume rather than cover up the costume by wearing a coat over top of it.
I'm John Clemens.
The Cleveland Browns have fired head coach Hugh Jackson after just 3 wins in 40 games. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.